Spiritual understanding. This is the line of light. It never ceases. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. In its larger unfoldment, as it gathered more clarity and force, it appeared as Enoch, Melchizedek, Abraham, and so on. In Abraham, it took a more tangible form. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Abraham, in going out from his father's house, represented thought forsaking matter for mind. He showed forth that supreme faith in something outside of the human concept of himself, which rightly determined his spiritual definition. Fidelity. Faith in the divine life and in the eternal principle of being. This patriarch illustrated the purpose of love to create trust in good and showed the life-preserving power of spiritual understanding. Eve, now appearing as and called Abraham, is here seen at the point of abandoning matter for mind. The unfolding promises of mind come through this thought called Abraham and its direct progeny. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. The whole of material belief can be annihilated only through the seed of this thought of Abraham, this obedient relinquishment of matter for mind. It is this alone that makes possible the blessing of mind. Continuing the line of light, it next appeared as Isaac, Jacob, the 12 sons or tribes, the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. The multiplication of the seed within itself went on rapidly. It appeared as persons, tribes, kingdoms, that is, in the language you can best understand. But it is not persons. It is your communion with principle appearing to you as idea. The Christian scientist is alone with his own being and with the reality of things. Therefore, it is plain that you are not dealing with persons, places, or things, but always with that with which you are communing, with mind. All the fear, anguish, and misery of the world is wrapped in the belief that you are dealing with persons, places, and things instead of with mind. The understanding and the abandonment of this erroneous belief start you on the true path, that of being alone with your own being and with the reality of things. This means that as the one idea of mind, you are eternally dealing with your God, with that which you are accepting as your consciousness. Consciousness, to be consciousness, must appear concretely or consciously. This appearance is what is called person, place, all thing, but is in reality always the very presence of mind, of God.